This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. When you live in fear, you're robbed of the joys of today and tomorrow. Certified financial planner Byron Moore talks about overcoming tragedy and surrounding yourself with people who'll help you deal with fear on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
When someone has experienced a significant tragedy or trauma in their life, they often are surprised by how long the fear lasts. It was C.S. Lewis that wrote after he lost his wife how surprised he was to find that grief feels a lot like fear, and fear can literally freeze you. And if that's the case for you, you may need both a plan and a person. First, for anyone dealing with loss, whether it's trauma or tragedy, my heart goes out to you. Sometimes there's nothing more than anyone can say, but it must be really hard, because it really is. But there comes a time when you've got to move on and live your life. Now, moving on doesn't mean that your love for a lost one has decreased or that you're being somehow disloyal to them. It just means that you're refusing to allow tragedy to claim another victim, which would be you. Well, let's not let the sadness or injustice of things potentially in your past rob you of the joy that may potentially be in your future today or tomorrow. Often the reality is that it isn't really the thing that you're afraid of. Can you even name the thing? That's your problem. As Franklin Delano Roosevelt said years ago, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Well, here are a few thoughts that might help you deal with your fears, financial or otherwise. First, find a supportive person to comfort you when you experience that fear. We all need that person with whom we can be real and let down our guard and admit our deepest fears. This person serves to give you comfort and companionship and sympathy in your journey. Secondly, find an objective person to understand your fear. This person is very likely not the same person who fills role number one of the supporting person. You need someone who can help you identify what's real and what's a phantom. And third, collaborate on a plan to overcome your fear. You'll likely need person number one, that supportive person, and person number two, that objective person, to actually pull this thing off. If you've got a financial advisor, consider that person could potentially help you with role number two of being the objective person in your life. The plan needs to identify the actions that you need to take to move beyond your fear to the place where you really do want to be. Part of your plan to overcome fear needs to include an analysis of whether you have the money to do this now, or if you need to put it off until later, and if later, exactly when. The plan, along with your supportive person and your objective person, can help you get there. When you get there, when you've experienced the joy of your plan for overcoming fear, that plan has worked, I want you to make me a promise. I want you to become someone else's supportive person. There's no greater joy than being able to pay forward something that has been done for you. So I tell you what, I'll see you on the other side of your fear. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.